Yes, 11:40, and we start this workshop. So, Sally, if you'd close the door, just a last call. Okay, there are several of you who are new here, and a couple of, grab the handouts that are by the door. There's three of them. Be sure you have all three in your lovely little hands. And here is what I've done so far in a two-minute review. My argument is this: Jesus used stories that are familiar. They were familiar to the listener. And when you look at this first handout, with the parable of the sower, the sheep, the coin, the harvest, the Good Samaritan, he used stories that people already know, and he connected spiritual truth to them. My argument for you is this: use the stories children have already seen. Use their movies. Use their cartoons. Use their video game clips. Use things they're familiar with and insert the gospel truth into them. And use that story as a springboard into the gospel. My next argument is that God is the original hero. When you look at God as the main character of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you will see a hero who has strengths. He is the creator God. And he has aversions. Not weaknesses, but aversions. He will not tolerate sin. His passion is fellowship with us. His problem is that we are sinful. So, look at this second handout. Those of you who are new to this workshop, and you will see that in our story, you're going to meet a little boy who is an orphan. He is an... get the three handouts by the door. There aren't any more? Who is without handouts? You got one? You got two of them. Yeah, would you? Anyway, God is the original hero. And when we see a hero story, don't we see a hero who is going to fight against evil in order to save those who are innocent? And doesn't that fight put him in desperate peril? Yes. And doesn't he use his superpower to win the fight? There you go. Where did we get that story? And why is every story the same? Because we only know one story. We keep retelling the story of God over and over and over and over again because we don't know another story. We are psychologically branded to worship the God who saved us. Consequently, that's where we get our Spider-Man, our Superman, our hero stories, because we crave to be saved. And then God turns to us and says, now I expect you to also save, because I will put my spirit in you to make you a hero also. So the movie we've been clipping is called Big Hero 6. And so far we have met a little boy, 14 years old, who is a bot fighter, robot fighter. That's his strength. He's good at robotics. But he is an orphan. That is his broken heart. Do we have broken-hearted children in our churches? Yes. And then his brother is also a techno wizard. And his brother creates a robot who's like a big marshmallow, a marshmallow man. And that robot is programmed with a chip. And that chip helps people. I want you to see now what happens to that little chip. Because the robot keep, those of you who were in the first workshop, what does the robot keep saying to little hero who is so brokenhearted? I cannot deactivate until you are satisfied with your care. In other words, that little robot is programmed to help. And I'm encouraging you to use movie clips in your Bible stories to connect children to the spiritual truth, because God is like that little marshmallow robot who has a chip to help. The Spirit of God will not deactivate until you are satisfied with your care. And how many times can we use a clip from a movie they've already seen to insert the truth of God? And that's what this workshop is about. Because Jesus used images and stories that the people already knew to insert his truth. So here we go. We know that Hiro has a plan, because now he's got a problem. Tadashi died. He doesn't know if he can get into the bot school. The bot school blew up. And now he finds that little robot chip, not the chip, but the little robot, and he thinks that maybe somebody set the fire on purpose, right? And now he wants vengeance. How many of our children want vengeance when something awful happens to them? And if we keep taking vengeance on each other, the earth is doomed. Now let's look at what happens now to that Hiro chip, that chip that's in Baymax. And what does little Hiro, the child, want to do? What's Hiro's plan? So our young Hiro devises his first plan to achieve his passion. And now his passion is not just to become a bot fighter. His passion is now to get back at whoever set that fire and killed his big brother.
We're gonna catch that guy. You need some upgrades.
Will apprehending the man in the mask improve your emotional state?
Absolutely. Let's work on your moves.
I have some concerns. This armor may undermine my non-threatening huggable design.
That's kind of the idea, buddy.
All right, let's go get that guy.
Why? He knew that his brother had made the first chip. And what was that first chip all about? Helping others. Helping others and making them better. And now Hiro and his hatred has inserted another chip right beside it. Which means now Hiro has a battle. Is he going to help and make the world better, or is he going to fight and take vengeance? And is that a battle that rages inside all of our heads all the time? Yeah. Do we ever approach one another with both chips and say, which one am I going to listen to? Am I going to help you and say, I'm not going to leave you until you're satisfied with your care? And is there another chip that says, I am going to destroy you? And do the chips ever battle? Okay, do you see that just that clip can open up an entire Bible story? Because you are connecting the biblical truth to a story they already know. So, here it is. Hiro realizes. Now remember, you're taking notes on the... while we click through this. You know that Hiro has a plan. You know who his pals are? His pals are the other kids involved in the school. He has pals, buddies that he met there. You saw them when he auditioned. Hiro devises a plan to get what he passionately wants. His first plan is to turn his little robot into a fighting bot, right? So, how many kids sometimes say, "All right, the power of God lives in me. I'm going to ask God to destroy my enemies. Just kill them." Well, that's Hero's first plan. Is it a plan that actually works? Let's look.
We can't go against that guy. We're nerds.
Hero, we want to help, but we're just us.
No. You can be way more.
Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in.
Can you feel it? You guys, do you feel this? Our origin story begins. We're gonna be superheroes!
Check this out. I'd like to introduce Baymax 2.0.
Oh, he's glorious.
Hello.
Whoa, hold up. Focus. Show them what you got, buddy.
The fist. Show them the fist.
Ba-la-la-la.
No, not that. The thing. The other thing.
Whoa! Rocket fist! Make Freddy so happy!
That's just one of his new upgrades. Baymax, wings.
No way.
Thrusters.
I fail to see how flying makes me a better healthcare companion.
I fail to see how you fail to see that it's awesome. Full thrust.
Your emotional state has improved. I can deactivate if you say you are satisfied with your care.
What? No, I don't want you to deactivate. We still have to find that guy.
So fire up that super sensor.
Functionality improved. 1,000% increase in range. I have found a match. On that island.
Killer view.
Yeah, if I wasn't terrified of heights, I'd probably love this.
Has Little Hero developed a gang? Mm-hmm. Do our kids ever get lured into a gang? Mm-hmm. Are people in the gang very, very angry? Mm-hmm. And now the question is, what's going to happen to Hero and his pals? Are they going to use their strength? And they have strengths, right? Because aren't they smart? These are all bot fighter super kids. They're smart. Are they going to use their strength for evil and vengeance? Or are they going to use their strength for good? Is that a question our kids need to ask themselves? Yeah. Now they are after evil. It's good for our children to be after evil. But how they go about fighting that evil is the question. And he is exhausted, Little Hero, by the fight against evil. And Hero suffers an emotional pitfall that threatens to destroy his passion. And let's take a look at it. Because our children can be exhausted fighting against evil. Are you ever exhausted fighting against evil? Oh yeah. Let's look.
Over, Cray. Professor Callahan? The explosion.
You died.
No. I had your microbots.
But Tadashi, you just let him die.
Give me the mask, hero.
He went in there to save you.
That was his mistake.
Professor Callahan was the director of the school. He wanted to study under him. Are children ever betrayed? And now Hero has a pitfall. The shock of Callahan is an emotional pitfall. Hero is betrayed. Now his anger turns to rage in his fourth plan to achieve his passion. Remember, plans and pitfalls are constantly happening, because every time, in the movie, the average movie that you see for 2 hours, don't you meet the hero? Don't you find out what the hero wants, right? In sketching the hero, don't they show you what his strengths are and what his weaknesses are? And then, isn't there a problem? Pretty soon you meet the bad guy. In 2 hours, how long does it take the average movie to give you the person, the peculiar trait, the passion, and the problem? 10, 15 minutes. Don't you know the answer? Yeah. Otherwise, you get a little stir crazy and you start hopping to the next theater and see if that's a better movie. Yeah. You know you can get your money back after 45 minutes in one theater if you don't like the movie? Oh, yes. 45 minutes, that's all the time you have, and that doesn't include the previews. So you can wait till the movie actually starts. I would leave the seat about 30 minutes in and just go to the manager and say, this movie stinks. I want my money back. And they'll give you 2 free passes, or however many you came with, for another movie. Or they'll just refund you. Know that. It's very important. Because there's only one formula for movie writing. Did you know that? I'm teaching you how to write a movie. This is how it's done. See, even Hollywood knows that God wrote the first story. And we just copy God's story over and over and over again. Because God has all these plans, doesn't he? To save mankind? Oh, yeah. Doesn't God have a plan with covenant? Doesn't he have a plan with prophets? Doesn't he have a plan with kings? Isn't there plan, 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 plan? The whole Old Testament is plan, 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 plan. And do all the plans work? Is man holy? No, man continues to sin. So finally, here's another plan that little hero has. Now that Callahan is identified as the chief evil.
Baymax, destroy.
My programming prevents me from injuring a human being.
Not anymore.
Hero, this is not what...
Do it, Baymax! Destroy him!
Baymax to God anymore, because we can't program God to destroy our enemies. Although he promises that at the end, he's going to take care of business. But Hero now dramatically grows in his pitfalls and his plans. Romans 8:28. Hero comes to realize that though it's been really hard, and though he's been betrayed, and though he has been brokenhearted with the death of his parents, the death of his brother, the betrayal of someone he trusted, He's exhausted. But now look at what can happen.
What?
Are you going to remove my healthcare chip?
Yes. Open.
My purpose is to heal the sick and injured.
Baymax, open your access port.
Do you want me to terminate Professor Callahan?
Just open.
Will terminating Professor Callahan improve your emotional state?
Yes. No, I don't know. Open your access.
Is this what Tadashi wanted?
It doesn't matter.
Tadashi programmed me to aid
him. Tadashi's gone!
Tadashi is here.
No, he's not here.
Tadashi is here.
This is Tadashi Hamada.
And this is the first test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am Baymax.
Stop!
I'm not giving up on you. You don't understand this yet, but people need you. So let's get back to work. This is Tadashi Hamada, and this is the 84th test. What do you say, big guy?
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
It works! Oh, this is amazing! You work! I knew it! Work! I can't believe! Okay. All right, big moment here. Scan me.
Your neurotransmitter levels are elevated. This indicates that you are happy.
I am! I really am! Oh, man. Wait till my brother sees you. You're gonna help so many people, buddy. So many. That's all for now. I am satisfied with my care.
Sorry. I guess I'm not like my brother.
Frozen. You know what the theme of Frozen is? An act of true love melts a frozen heart. What does Anna do? She steps in the way of the ice dagger aimed at her sister. What did Jesus do? He stepped in the way of the punishment that was aimed at us. And when you see that sacrifice, an act of true love, it melts our frozen hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, use what is already out there in the storytelling world and connect the gospel to it, scene by scene. You can take the movie Frozen, type it into YouTube. You're going to get 50 different clips from Frozen. Clip through it. It's all free. And decide, oh, I can use this one. I'm never going to use that one. Penguins, the penguin story. Happy Feet? Fabulous. Gospel content. Isn't God the author of all truth? So find it in the movies they know and clip it. Do you see here, you can talk to these kids and say, do you need to come to grips with how much pain you're in? And isn't that what little hero had to do? Didn't he have to say, Tadashi is not here? And didn't he have to cry? This is a moment of repentance for Hiro. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't Hiro actually say those words? And so you need to help children come to grips with their pain and say, I know you're in pain and I'm sorry, but please don't respond with the wrong chip. You were programmed by God to do this. Now here at the moment, here we go. The moment of peril, hero becomes a true hero. When he uses and loses his peculiar trait, he's going to use his techno-savvy strength now. And he's going to lose the grief and the anger because he confessed the grief and the anger. It's no longer a mystery what he's in pain about. So you can get these children and bring them to a point of confession. When, you know, what are you sad about? Please don't respond with anger. Let's just talk about your sadness. I know you've been betrayed. I am sorry. Let's talk about that. Get children to talk about their pain like Tadashi was able to get Hiro to realize what he was really there for. Didn't Tadashi say, you're going to help a lot of people, buddy? And in the process, isn't that God speaking to us? You're going to help a lot of people. Now, the moment of peril is always when the hero does two things. He loses what he's averted to, or his strength, his weaknesses, and he uses his strength. He uses and loses all at once. Now let's go to God's story on the back page, and I'll show you that this is the story of God also. Because remember, God's passion was fellowship with mankind. But the problem is, God is holy, and we are sinful, so how can he fellowship with us? Do you remember God has pals? God has pals just like we have pals. And aren't they all his anointed representatives? Aren't they the kings, the prophets, the judges, the disciples? Aren't they people God trusts to turn the world around and program them with the right chip? But did they all work? Is man no longer sinful because of the prophets? No. Did the kings fix it? No. Did the judges fix it? No. Did the disciples all fix it? No. Who has a Bible here? Does it take us to find out who is God, what is his strength, what does he absolutely hate and not tolerate, what is his problem, what is his passion, and what is his problem? How long does it take in the movie? 3 chapters of Genesis, don't we know everything we need to know? All the plans and pitfalls and plans and pitfalls and all the prophets and kings and judges and disciples. How long is that? How long is that? Isn't that most of the rest of it? This is the hour and a half of the middle of the movie. And in the middle of the movie, isn't the hero growing and growing and growing through plans and pitfalls and plans? Aren't you heroes growing in the middle of your own movie? Isn't God using all things, working them together for good? But isn't it hard? Don't you have plan after pitfall after disappointment? And aren't you constantly getting up and going, okay, I must be programming myself with the wrong chip? And then at the moment of peril is when it looks like the hero is going to lose everything. People don't see that God is the central character of the Bible. They believe God is one character and Jesus is another. And we're all about Jesus and we remember God now and then. Okay, may I encourage you to think differently? God is the central character from the first word of Genesis to the last word of Revelation. Jesus is God with skin on, but still God. Jesus, the incarnation of God, is another plan. But on the cross, did it look like all was lost? Did it? That's why, where were the disciples, except for John? They were locked in the upper room, because didn't they think they'd be next? Okay, the moment of peril is when it looks like all is lost. Did God pull out his strength? Absolutely, because you can't kill God. He is God. He resurrected from that death. But did he also take on all sin? The very thing he said he wouldn't do? Now watch little hero in his moment of peril and look at what he decides to do. Because Callahan is his enemy, right? Right? Okay, let me give you some background here. Callahan, the reason he is so nasty is because Callahan's daughter was the guinea pig test pilot for a time warp portal. And she went through the portal and never came out. She's lost in outer space. And Hero has to decide, am I now going to take my techno-savvy brain and my super bot, and am I going to take vengeance on Callahan? In other words, use the red chip? Or am I going to bless my enemy? This is his moment of peril.
Baymax!
My sensor is detecting signs of life.
What?
Coming from there. The life signs are female. She appears to be in hypersleep.
Callahan's daughter? She's still alive.
Abigail.
Let's go get her.
The portal is destabilizing. You'll never make it.
She's alive in there. Someone has to help. What do you say, buddy?
Flying makes me a better healthcare companion. I have located the patient.
Hurry!
Come on, buddy, let's get her home.
I'll guide you out of here. Let's go! Woohoo! Nice flying! Almost there! Baymax! Baymax!
My thrusters are inoperable.
Just grab hold!
There is still a way I can get you both to safety. I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
No, wait. What about you?
You are my patient.
Baymax,
your health is my only concern.
Stop! No, I'm going to figure out...
Are you satisfied with your care?
No! There's got to be another way. I'm not going to leave you here. I'll think of something.
There is no time. Are you satisfied with your care?
Please. No. I can't lose you two.
Hero, I will always be with you.
I'm satisfied with my care.
Don't ever tell me you can't find the gospel in the cartoons and the movies kids see. What was Baymax's last line? I will always be with you. Where did they get that? See, Hollywood is alive and well with the gospel. They don't know any other story. Humanity doesn't know any other story except the hero who saves. Because we are made of God stuff. We only know that story, so find it in the stories the children watch. But now, the real truth of this story is the transformation of little hero Hiro. Because H-I-R-O becomes H-E-R-O, right? Which is what happens to all of us. We become heroes once we have that moment of repentance and come to grips with our feelings and our pain and our hate and our anger. And then we are given a new commission, which was given by Tadashi in the recording. Given a new commission, you're going to help a lot of people, buddy. And then we make a decision day by day whether to operate on the vengeance chip or operate on the healthcare provider chip, who comes up to other people and says, I'm not going to deactivate until you say you're satisfied with my care. Are we turning these kids into little Baymaxes? Because we are supposed to become little Christs in the world, operating under the same chip. And then you have to ask kids, that huge boulder was headed for who? Who was that boulder in the time warp space thing? It was headed for Hiro. It was going to destroy him. That's like the punishment of God. It was going to destroy us. And who stepped in the way of it? Who did? Baymax. Didn't Baymax, the big marshmallow, didn't he put himself in the way of the path of destruction? Okay, there's the salvation message. In a movie that they already know. And you can say the boulder of God's judgment was headed right for us. And Jesus stepped in the way and took the blast that was headed for us. And in the process, his body was destroyed. And with his last thrust, he saved us. And said, I cannot deactivate unless you say you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I mean, that's the same thing. And then, now let's look at what happens to Baymax. Can you kill God? Hiro achieves his peace as a heroic champion robot fighter who helps others. Watch.
I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. Hello, hero.
We didn't set out to be superheroes,
but sometimes life doesn't go the way you plan. The good thing is my brother wanted to help a lot of people. That's what we're gonna do. Who are we?
Still chip. You can compare it to the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is the energy of God, the life of God, the agenda of God, the power of God. When you are programmed with that spirit chip, you're going to help a lot of people, buddy. Even though horrible things will happen to you in your life. People you love will die. People you trust will betray you. Repent and confess your pain. And hold on to the original programming of God in you. And you're going to be a big hero. Now, when you look at the story of God, the moment of peril is the crucifixion. God uses his strength of holiness and he loses his aversion to sin by taking on all sin to rescue mankind. And then mankind's sins are forgiven in peace. When we repent in the shadow of the cross. That's the secret to the Christian life. Repentance in the shadow of the cross and being empowered by the Spirit of God. Then you become the hero God intended you to be. Now, on this back page, just for fun, and I want to challenge you to go to a movie and find this formula. Because you're going to find it in every movie, even your romantic comedies. Are built this way. Even your murder mysteries are built this way, because who's the hero? The detective. Who's the bad guy? The murderer. Does the detective find the bad guy right away? No. All kinds of clues that go nowhere and back and forth. Finally, moment of peril, looks like he's never gonna get him. Bingo, the guy's super smart and he finds him, right? Columbo works that way. Take your pen and draw an arc from particular trait down to moment of peril. Just draw it all the way down. They always match. At the moment of peril, your hero is going to use or lose or both. The particular traits. So sit there in the first 15 minutes of the movie and sniff it out. Just go. And turn to your partner, whoever you're at the movie with, and say, do you know what the guy's particular traits are? And your person, your date, or your spouse, or your kid, or whatever, is going to turn to you and go, no, but I know what yours are. And then go from passion and draw a line down to peace. They always match. Peace and passion, particular traits and peril. This is the movie formula that Hollywood cranks out. I learned this when I went to the Hollywood Scriptwriting Institute back in the 80s. I've been a college professor for 40 years and I teach film criticism and film theory. And in 1980, after they presented this formula to me, I shot my hand up in the air and I said, this is the story of God. And oh, you should have seen all these Hollywood people looking at me, going, no, this is the movie formula. And I said, and it is put in our heads by our Creator. It is His story first. And fortunately, I've always been blessed with an I don't care what you really think about me attitude. And I've pretty much spoken my mind my whole life. And I figure if you don't like me, you don't have to. Because I know God does. And isn't that a freeing way to live? Oh my goodness, yeah, you edit through your Christmas list real fast. Now, the theme of Big Hero 6, hero becomes a hero when his anger chip is removed and his compassion chip is inserted. The theme for all children here, broken kids can be reprogrammed to turn from rage and become real heroes when they help others. Isn't that true? And isn't that true for us? Let me just say that again. Broken kids. You can even write that down at the bottom of your hero page here, the front one. Broken kids can be reprogrammed to turn from rage and become real heroes when they help others. Now, I want to show you something. How do I use hero story film clips to get kids really connected with the lesson? In pairs or partners or trios or whoever you're sitting near, do the, see number one, the picture of a hero with his angry face? Which of those scriptures could you key off the whole lesson? It's a matching thing. I'll give you 5 minutes and see what you come up with. Which one is two? Which one is three, four, five, six, seven, eight? And why don't you not do them all? I'm just going to give you a number, okay? I'll tell you, find the scripture for picture number. Okay, I want to show you a website. Do you see the website that you have at the bottom of your handout? Watch what happens when I click this. This is called Wingclips. And Wingclips is a website where you can type in the scripture. It gives you the movie. You can type it in by movie title, by category, by theme. And I just want to show you what happens. We could go to the movie Babe. And here it is. Hating wolves, asking nicely, tell me what happened, Rex's story. And you can click these and you can do a whole lesson about hating. And there it is. And this is just absolutely so useful. And it takes a little while to load because, you know, we're on an internet server that's impacted. But go to Wingclips and just sit and have yourself a cup of tea and cruise through it. And you're going
seem like
to
a nice young pig. What be your name?
Babe.
Not like them wolves. Treat you like dirt, they do. Bite you as soon as look at you, the savages.
Bite you?
And worse. Some wolves be so bad, they run a sheep down and tear it to pieces.
Fly would never do that.
Fly, is it? Well, a right vicious creature she be, I tell you.
Not fly.
All them wolves is cruel to sheep. Always have been. Brutal savages, that's what they be. Oh, I wouldn't want to see a gentle soul like you mixing with the likes of them, young'un.
Anyway, you can go to a nice tavern, and you can go, golly, there's so many, folks. You can, here, the apostle. You can do all sorts of things. You can go to Christian movies. Barabbas. They're all here in alphabetical order. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Will you go visit that? All right, let's close in prayer. Lord, we are overcome and grateful beyond words to know that even in the hearts of our enemies, there is only one story that everybody knows. It is the story that you put in our brains. It is your story. Lord, help us to become modern-day parable makers, that we might use stories that children are already familiar with and insert the gospel into these young hearts and minds who are not churched kids at all, maybe. And even those kids that are churched, help us show them that your truth has lived in the hearts and minds of movie makers and storytellers since the dawn of time, because you were there at the dawn of time and you put one story in our heads. Lord, we celebrate you. Make us ambassadors of your truth. And give us all the tools the world has to offer to share your light and salt and bring children into your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. You're welcome.